This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The softer side of George W. Bush was the message last night at the Republican National Convention. First Lady Laura Bush praised her husband for his strength, but also his compassion. The Bush twins, Jenna and Barbara, introduced and poked fun at their parents. And California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger brought the delegates in New York to their feet. He offered a dynamic defense of the Republican Party and made the case for four more years of the Bush administration. National political correspondent NPR's Mara Liasson reports on those events.
If Monday night was meant to remind voters of the events of September 11, 2001, last night's program was meant to remind them of 2000, when George W. Bush first ran for president as a self-styled compassionate conservative. Then Mr. Bush rejected hard-edged conservatism and the anti-immigrant stand of some in his party. Last night, that message was delivered by the GOP's newest star, the celebrity governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
To my fellow immigrants listening tonight, I want you to know how welcome you are in this party. We Republicans admire your ambition. We encourage your dreams. We believe in your future. And one thing I learned about America is that if you work hard and if you play by the rules, this country is truly open to you. You can achieve anything.
In an effort to showcase its commitment to diversity, the overwhelmingly white party heard from Hispanics, women, and prominent African-American Republicans, like Education Secretary Rod Paige, who told the delegates about President Bush's commitment to do more to help children in failing schools. And they heard from Maryland's Lieutenant Governor Michael Steele, one of the party's highest-ranking elected black officials.
We have come an incredibly long way since the first Republican president, Abraham Lincoln, signed the Emancipation Proclamation. And we have come a long way since another Republican president, Dwight Eisenhower, sent the National Guard into Little Rock to open the school doors to black and white children alike. And we have come even further since a majority of Republicans in the United States Senate fought off the segregationist Democrats to pass the Civil Rights Act of 1964.
What Steele didn't talk about was the Republican Party's strategy after 1964, when it wrested power away from Democrats in the South by appealing to the racial fears of white voters. Many of the speakers last night stood in front of a giant screen that read, "People of Compassion," and delegates watched a movie of the President and Mrs. Bush talking about each other.
She's such a steady, calm influence. She brings such grace and dignity to the White House.
I'm proud that my husband has the strength and the character that these times demand, the courage that a president has to have, especially under these circumstances.
Last night, the Bush twins, Jenna and Barbara, made their debut in front of a national television audience, introducing their parents with a giggly back-and-forth routine.
You know all those times when you're growing up and your parents embarrassed you? Well, this is payback time on live TV.
Take this. I know it's hard to believe, but our parents' favorite term of endearment for each other is actually Bushy.
They made fun of their own reputations for underage drinking with a reference to the way their father explained his own exploits as a young man.
We spent the last 4 years trying to stay out of the spotlight. Sometimes we did a little better job than others. We kept trying to explain to my dad that when we were young and irresponsible, well, we were young and irresponsible.
President Bush was beamed into the hall from a campaign stop at a softball game in the battleground state of Pennsylvania.
It is my honor to introduce my wife, my partner, and the First Lady of the United States, Laura Bush.
Mrs. Bush, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, is more popular with voters than the president, and the campaign considers her one of its best assets to restore the image of the president as a likable, compassionate man. Last night, Mrs. Bush described her husband as a loving man with a big heart.
He'll always tell you what he really thinks. You can count on him, especially in a crisis. His friends don't change, and neither do his values. He has boundless energy and enthusiasm for his job and for life itself. He treats every person he meets with dignity and respect, the same dignity and respect he has for the office he holds.
Laura Bush spoke briefly about the president's domestic policies, but her speech, like all the other major addresses, focused on the campaign's main issue, national security.
No American president ever wants to go to war. Abraham Lincoln didn't want to go to war, but he knew saving the Union required it. Franklin Roosevelt didn't want to go to war, but he knew defeating tyranny demanded it. And my husband didn't want to go to war, but he knew the safety and security of America and the world depended on it.
Last night was the first night the television networks covered the convention, and the Republicans put Arnold Schwarzenegger on the stage, knowing that he has the ability to attract Democrats, independents, and, because he is a movie star, people who otherwise would never watch a political convention. Schwarzenegger is one of the party's biggest draws, and the delegates in Madison Square Garden went wild when he appeared.
Thank you. What a greeting. What a greeting. Wow. This is like winning an Oscar. As if I would know.
More than anyone else in the GOP right now, Schwarzenegger can sell the party to moderates and independents who, like him, disagree with the president's positions on cultural issues like abortion, gun control, and gay rights.
Now, many of you out there tonight are Republican like me, in your hearts and in your belief. And maybe, just maybe, you don't agree with this party on every single issue. I say to you tonight that I believe that's not only okay, but that's what's great about this country. Here we can respectfully disagree and still be patriotic, still be American, and still be good Republicans.
Schwarzenegger gave an optimistic personal speech describing how he grew up in Austria watching John Wayne movies and dreaming of moving to America, where he said everything seemed so big, so open, and so possible. But he wasn't above throwing some red meat to the crowd.
If you believe that this country, not the United Nations, is best hope for democracy, then you are a Republican. And ladies and gentlemen, if you believe that we must be fierce and relentless and terminate terrorism, then you are a Republican. Now, there's another way you can tell you're a Republican. Your faith in free enterprise, faith in the resourcefulness of the American people, and faith in the U.S. economy. And to those critics who are so pessimistic about our economy, I say, don't be economic girly man.
Tonight, Democratic Senator Zell Miller of Georgia will deliver the keynote address. Miller, who played the same role at the 1992 Democratic Convention, has all but broken with his own party and is supporting President Bush this year. Also tonight, Vice President Dick Cheney will deliver his acceptance speech, laying the groundwork for the president's own address on Thursday. Mara Liasson, NPR News, New York.
For all of NPR's convention news and analysis, along with audio of major speeches, go to npr.org.